The Adelaide Zero Project is an initiative by the Don Dunstan Foundation, which aims to end homelessness across South Australia. Yesterday, the foundation released an online dashboard which will allow South Australians to see how many people are sleeping rough at any given time. Executive Director David Pearson joins me now to talk about this national first project. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
The foundation has set a goal for Adelaide to become the first city in Australia to achieve functional zero homelessness by 2020. What is functional zero homelessness?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a short story and there's a long story. I'll give you the short one first, which is homelessness is a dynamic problem, right? So if you set a goal to end homelessness by next Monday, you could achieve that. And then as soon as someone falls into homelessness the next day on Tuesday, you've failed because it's an end in an absolute sense. So the idea of functional zero is to say, how do we measure this over time? And so how do we make sure that as soon as someone does fall into homelessness, we can place them into housing rapidly and make sure that housing that is available is prioritised to help people who are sleeping rough. So that's where the functional measure comes in, and it's modelled on an initiative from the United States, and that's what we're seeking to try and implement here in Adelaide.
So how has the foundation been tracking how many people are homeless across Adelaide?
Yeah, so I mean, the unique thing about what we're doing is that it's not really the Dunstan Foundation is doing all of this. It's actually all of the existing service providers, all of the existing government agencies. And what our role is to help coordinate everyone and to help make sure that everyone's sharing the information, sharing the data, and collaborating, really, because there's so many factors in society that force organisations and individuals to compete. And what we're trying to do is to provide an environment where people can cooperate towards the common goal of ending homelessness in the city. So what we've done is we've helped put a dashboard together where all of the information that we're sharing amongst each other is displayed publicly, and for the first time we're able to track all of the different points that we need to measure to understand that functional zero goal. And so that's the first time that's happened in any community in Australia.
I see, national first. So how do you want to see the information from the dashboard being used to combat homelessness?
Well, a number of ways. I mean, I think that the number that we found is 148. So we found that there is 148 people sleeping rough on the streets at this given point in time. Now, I don't know what your listeners will think about that, but to me, 148 is not a big number. 148 is the size of one of the hotels in our city. So obviously you can't just take everyone who's on the street and stick them in a hotel. It's much more complicated than that. But what putting this number out there publicly and continuing to put it out there publicly, updating it as often as we can, what that does is it helps people realise that this is a manageable problem. That homelessness, yes, it's on the rise. We have a national housing affordability crisis. We have a homelessness crisis in Australia. But in the city of Adelaide, one of the most livable cities in the world, we have 148 people who don't have a place to call home on any given night. And there is something that we can all do about that. We can all have different ideas. We can all have different things that we can help contribute to this. And that's one of the primary reasons that we want to put this out there in the public domain, is to raise awareness that this problem is a problem. It's unacceptable. You know, we should not accept that 148 people have nowhere to sleep on any given night. But it's also a manageable problem, and it's something we can do something about.
And is it something that would perhaps stay more in people's minds if there was an easy, accessible way to, you know, monitor the situation? And perhaps if, you know, we at Radio Adelaide could, you know, once a week on The Breakfast Show, you know, give updates and that sort of thing. Would that have a positive impact on how the issue is viewed broadly?
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what we want to do. So we can currently update that number monthly. So we can provide a monthly update, and that's what we've committed to do. But we hope, and we're hoping to work towards being able to update that number almost daily. And so what you could then do is that Radio Adelaide can report that like they report the weather. And like you report, you know, and like on the nightly news as they report the financial data of what's happened in the stock market each day, I think the data about how many people are sleeping rough in our city is just as important as what the movement of the stock market was, and the nightly TV channel should report that too.
Absolutely.
And when people know about this and when they understand what the issue is, people are going to take action, and we're going to, because people, we are a compassionate society, and it's just, we don't know what's going on out there, and now we know. And we're going to keep knowing. And then hopefully everyone in the community can take action on it. And the other element of this dashboard, of course, is that it helps the services that already are there to support these people to improve the offering that we have to these to the people who are sleeping rough. So it helps us better coordinate the services that are there as well. So it serves this sort of public awareness function, but it also serves a sort of system improvement function as well.
I'm speaking with David Pearson, Executive Director of the Don Dunstan Foundation, which runs Functional Zero. So what does the foundation see as some of the best strategies for housing the homeless? How should it be prioritised? You say they can't really all go in one hotel. How do we need to be looking at this?
Yeah, well, I think the honest answer is there's no one answer. There's a number of answers. So one of the answers is, of course, we need more housing available. But we also need to know what kind of housing, where that is, and we need the housing system to work better. So one of the reasons why we engaged in this whole project is in the US they did this campaign called the 100,000 Homes Campaign, and they built 100,000 homes in a couple of years, did it well ahead of schedule, and when the homelessness data came out, they found out that homelessness, they thought it would be reduced by 100,000 people because they built 100,000 extra homes. And the data came out, it showed that they reduced homelessness by 20,000 people. And what that made them realise is that just building more houses just processes people through a broken system quicker. It doesn't actually address the problem. So people who have been sleeping on their streets, they've got many complex issues, you know. There's interactions with the mental health system. They've got health conditions. They've got sometimes interaction with the criminal justice system. And so what we need to do is better understand how people who are being discharged from jail don't fall into homelessness because, you know, the lack of connection to community and can't find employment when they're released from jail or can't get access to mental health services. So there's no one answer here. There are many answers. One of them is we need more housing. One of them is we need more mental health services. And another is that we need to better understand how the system works. And so we're working on doing all of those things in partnership with all the different organisations that are part of this project, of which there's more than 35. And that includes the Mental Health Coalition of South Australia, includes the Department of Correctional Services, so just to cover off on those examples I just used.
Sure. So what are some of the things you'd like to see from federal, state or local governments or even business to help achieve functional zero homelessness?
Yeah, well, I mean, we launched yesterday at our homelessness conference, the Lord Mayor launched a business alliance to support the Zero Project, in which we were wanting to use that alliance to engage businesses in South Australia who are keen to help address this issue. And there's a range of different things we can do. We need new ways of dealing with housing affordability. We need there's creative ways in which we can use rental roles from the real estate agencies to help provide more affordable options. And so honestly, the answer is we need all of the organisations you just mentioned, federal, state, local government, to be committed to this issue. That requires more funding, and there's just no way around that. We do need more resources to support this group of vulnerable people. But it also requires us to think differently, and that's what we're working with, you know, community organisations, with the universities. We've got Bendigo Bank is the principal partner in this project, and they've been providing a whole bunch of support through a lot of the capability they have in their workforce in South Australia to help us with this problem. So we need everyone to think about how they can be part of the solution to this problem and to contribute in whatever way they can.
And how can people who might want to contribute a bit of time to fixing the problem, how can they get involved?
Yep, so if you go to the Dunstan Foundation website and you sign up to be part of the Adelaide Zero Project, we'll keep you involved with different issues that are happening. We did a thing called Connections Week earlier this year where we went out and counted all of the homeless people. We had 400 volunteers go and do that. So there's opportunities like that that come up all the time, and just people should send us their ideas. We've got a discussion paper that we'll be releasing in the next little while about all the options for how do we increase the supply of housing to be able to prioritise to this group of people. So there'll be sort of some policy discussions around that. But we're also, all of the organisations who are working in this sector are always looking for volunteers and people who are willing to support and help in many different ways. So short answer is sign up, hear a bit more about what we're doing, and we'd love to hear from you.
Right. Well, David, thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast this morning, the day after your very big conference. We really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, Nick, for having me. And yeah, all the best.
David Pearson, Executive Director of the Don Dunstan Foundation, which is working to achieve functional zero homelessness in Adelaide by 2020. You can find more information on the Adelaide Zero Project by visiting www.dunstan.org.au/projects.